NATO is investigating reports of a U.S. airstrike killing at least 9 Afghan police officers in eastern Afghanistan. NATO has confirmed the raid taking place when Afghan forces were fighting Taliban militants in the province of Logar. Police say that they called in air support during the battle and U.S. warplanes bombed them. The U.S. is the only foreign country known to be carrying out air attacks inside Afghanistan. Airstrikes sometimes target Afghan forces and civilians instead of militants. Joining us now out of South Bend is Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine. Hello, Mr. Jones. A pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, just 2 or 3 weeks ago, we know that Washington engaged in direct talks with the Taliban in Qatar, and the Trump administration has encouraged further negotiations with the Taliban, with no envoys from Kabul present during that meeting, something that really upset Kabul. And now this, I mean, things could really be going into a whirlwind in ties between Washington and Kabul, could they not?
Yes. This is sort of thing is not going to be conducive to any type of peace process. But I think what we have to do here is take a step back and realize this is what happened here. Maybe an accident. Maybe they bombed the wrong people. But it's the policy is not an accident. The policy of the United States of America, beginning, let's say, in World War II, is to terrorize the civilian population by aerial bombing. That's precisely what the United States did to Serbia. They bombed this country. They terrorized the civilians. They killed the civilian population. They bombed hospitals. They blew up bridges just to terrorize the civilian population into submission. This is not an exception. This is the rule. This is the essence of American warfare. One of the most damning bits of information to come out of WikiLeaks was the video of that helicopter in Iraq, where there were civilians standing there in the street, and the helicopter gunned down these civilians standing in the street. And then when people tried to help the people who had been injured, the helicopter gunned down the cars that were trying to help people. This is just a damning indictment of the whole American strategy of warfare.
And my second question to you, Mr. Michael Jones, how come every time a situation like this happens, it's NATO that is investigating the bombing of another NATO, the leading NATO member? So does that really make sense? Shouldn't there be an independent commission when it comes to supposedly friendly fire deaths on Afghan soil?
Yes, of course there should. But I mean, all of these investigations, all of these organizations are basically there to punish losers. They're not there to punish the people who win the wars. The World Court and Slobodan Milosevic is the best example I can come up with. All of these organizations have been compromised.
And seriously, with the little success that the U.S. has seen, little or no, I should say, success over the last 17, going on 18 years on Afghan soil, when is the time to get out? When you see, look, the Taliban's only gotten stronger. You know, the opium cultivation at its peak that it's been in the last 30 years. So what's the U.S. still doing in Afghanistan?
Well, some people say they're profiting from the heroin trade, that the CIA needed extra income, and that was their main reason for going into Afghanistan. But one of the things we know for a fact is that the Taliban banned opium production when they were in charge of the country, and now the Taliban is involved in opium production. So this was completely counterproductive, and the opioid epidemic in the United States is just part of the collateral damage that has come from this disastrous involvement in a war that the United States cannot win.
Thanks for joining us and for your perspective there, Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine, joining us out of South Bend, Oregon. Thank you, sir.